Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Pure power, bold style and unadulterated road presence. The all-new Opel Mokka.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The new National Maternity Hospital is in the headlines again. Controversy has raged for a decade over the hospital, but this past week has been dominated by a row over the ownership of the site. On Wednesday, the Social Democrats plan to bring a motion before the Dáil calling for the new National Maternity Hospital to be in full public ownership. And in a moment, I'll speak to Róisín Shortall, who's co-leader of the party. But first, I'm joined by Ciarán Mulvey, the former head of the Labour Relations Commission, who mediated the agreement to build the new maternity hospital on this site. Good morning, Ciarán.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you for joining us. So you did the report on how the hospital should be run. Your recommendations were accepted. Do you know why this controversy has erupted again?
I don't really, Claire. But look, a number of obviously concerns have been raised by members of the Oireachtas, and obviously they need to be clarified and addressed. I think there's, to a certain degree, some misinformation in the system, but I think it's very clear in the agreed document between the then government and the two boards of the respective hospitals, very clear terms were laid out in my report and accepted, particularly around, number one, the ethos of the hospital, where it would be bound by the laws of the of Ireland as passed from time to time by the Oireachtas, and that anticipated the 8th Amendment to the Constitution as well. So it is very clear this will not be a religious ethos-dominated hospital. It will be a secular hospital, and all its clinical procedures will be governed by the laws of this country, of this state and this state alone. No other state or no other church.
And there is precedence for this, of course, in the other voluntary hospitals around the country.
Yes, but Hollystreet have been operating significant services to pregnant women over years, and they will be imported and they will be appropriately done in the new hospital, and St. Vincent's never raised any objection to that.
Now let's talk about the land, because the nuns have said there was never an offer from the state to buy the land on which this hospital will be built. Did that come up in the negotiations, are you aware?
Well, Claire, I wouldn't have been party to particular letters or conversations that might have taken place in the past, but certainly during my negotiations, it was not raised. I think the emphasis really was getting agreement between the two boards of the hospital that were then acceptable to the government and getting the governance structures in place. The issue of the land is complex, as all issues in land in Ireland are complex. We're all familiar with these ourselves. The siting of the hospital is centred in directly within the campus of St. Vincent's. St. Vincent's is a big campus with a multiplicity of services, medical and otherwise, within that campus. So I think very much the holding company of St. Vincent's will be the people who will decide on what arrangements will be put in place in regard to the land. But this is not really... And I don't mean with any disrespect to the nuns, but it's not a matter for the nuns anymore, because the land is under St. Vincent's holding and is under their status as a company within the state. Mm-hmm. So it's the Board of Vincent's who will decide this.
So when we're thinking about the land, we shouldn't think of this as being a greenfield site within the campus. It has structures on that land which are part of the existing hospital.
Yeah, and some of the structures are being moved at the moment. The laboratories are being moved to facilitate the building of the National Maternity Hospital. Also, the National Maternity Hospital will have a direct physical link with the existing teaching and larger clinical services, because it has to be co-located in a teaching hospital. And I don't know what physicality will be that engaged there, either by tunnel or by land bridge, but that will be built within Vincent's. So it will be connected in with laboratory and with other clinical services that will be available in existing institutions or new services that will be built there. So it is a complex issue. It's only a personal opinion, but I do feel the lease arrangement that has now been extended potentially to 149 years, I mean, let's go ahead, build it. This hospital will be renewed 50, 60 years down the line. There'll be new clinical procedures, there'll be new requirements. My concern largely, and I think probably everybody's concern, is that we need to get this built. Costs are escalating on a monthly basis. There's a working group between the Department of Health, HSE, and the two hospitals working away as we speak on the services that will be provided and how it will be built. The biggest inflator in our society, as we know from housing at the moment, is construction. So we don't need another children's hospital situation here. So as a mediator and who's been involved in the agreement, what I really feel is let those who have the particular concerns of everybody involved, including the government representing the people of the country and the two hospital boards, the HSC, it's better that these are resolved around the table as to what is achievable, what's workable and can be done without delay and not get involved in further monumental legal arguments that only benefits lawyers in this regard.
Can you see, though, and understand the concerns that some have around governance?
Oh, very much so. And look, that's very understandable. We have moved on in our concepts of governance particularly, but I felt very much in the mediation agreement we had a very significant separation in this hospital from church and state. St. Hollis Street is a chartered hospital set up in 1903 and governed under Amendment 1936, but in effect it was under the patronage of the then Catholic Archbishop of Dublin. So we've moved to a new secular hospital in the state we have that has progressed constitutionally and monumentally over the last 10 years. I'm reassured around that. But look, people do have concerns, but the way concerns are resolved are around table. I have enough experience around this overall in my career. That's where they get resolved. And there may be more better ways of doing this without invoking more cost to the state and to the exchequer.
How concerned are you about what you've heard over the last number of days in particular? I'm thinking about what the Taoiseach has said, the Minister for Health said about ownership of the land being preferable. Are you concerned that this whole project now could run into the ground?
I would hope not. I think the interest around the table, we've gone too far into this. That's to step back. We cannot step back. It's one of the most pressing medical needs in this country, the state of women's health to be preserved to the best and highest clinical standards. I think issues of governance sometimes are periphery to this, but there is a delicate governance structure in place because the varying interests had to be represented. But maybe the land issue can be resolved by looking at the governance structure again and maybe amending it, and therefore given comfort to those people who have objected. Members of the Oireachtas have raised legitimately this question, as have members of the government. That's probably the way it could be done. In the agreement I negotiated, I specifically put in the issue of the golden share for the Minister for Health, so that no governance structure could be changed, or indeed the hospital sold, or any change to take place without the specific consent of the then Minister for Health or any future Minister for Health.
And you felt that was enough to solve this?
At the stage with the instruments available, yes, and the delicate arrangement that needed for equality of representation from both hospitals, which was a very important consideration, plus the compromise, I agreed that there would be one director representing public interest to be nominated by the Minister. Now, we might be able to extend that, or people might agree to extend that to additional. But I think that could be done, and it may be a mechanism to assuage the fears, legitimate, that have been raised around the future arrangements. Okay. I think we're moving on all the time in terms of the way we view how we manage and build infrastructure in this state. We have to move with the thinking that's around that. But, you know, there are other medical institutions in the state that don't have this row, even though there's an exact replica of what has existed previously.
Yes.
This new entity will be significantly different in the fact, as I said, it'll be a totally secularized institution with major powers attaching to the existing Minister for Health regarding the governance or structure.
Okay, Ciarán Mulvey, thank you for joining us on the programme and also joined now by co-leader of the Social Democrats, Róisín Shortall. Good morning to you and thank you for joining us today. You heard what Ciarán Mulvey had to say there about the governance structures at this new hospital. It doesn't go far enough for you though, does it?
No, it doesn't, Claire. The point is that, you know, this issue has been talked about since 2013, the proposal to transfer the National Maternity Hospital to the grounds of St Vincent's. And there was an ongoing row between the two hospitals concerned. And in 2016, Ciarán Mulvey was brought in to hammer out a deal between the two hospitals. And he did that. But the difficulty is that that had no regard for the public interest. And that was at a time that was pre-repeal. And, you know, as details of this agreement emerged, there was a lot of public concern, first of all, on the basis that it was proposed to transfer the ownership of a very valuable public asset to a private entity in the shape of St. Vincent's. And secondly, concern about the implications of that for the taxpayer, but also for the range of services that would be provided. And like, given that all of this money is going to be spent on a new national maternity hospital, you know, there is no justification whatsoever for having any private or religious involvement in that. Mm-hmm. This is a national hospital, a new one. It's going to cost a lot of money. And in this day and age, it should be publicly owned and publicly governed.
So what are you saying should happen?
So, you see, the difficulty is that it has been virtually impossible to reach a legal agreement which addresses those two concerns about protecting the public investment and ensuring a secular ethos in the hospital. And, you know, going back to 2017, I was just looking at the records on this. When I raised this with the then Minister for Health, Simon Harris, he said, "Give me a month and I'll sort this out." And here we are, you know, nearly 5 years later, and it hasn't been sorted. In November 2019, Leo Varadkar said at the time that the details of the legal transfer and the agreement would be sorted out in the next couple of weeks. Now, that was 2019. Every couple of months since then, I have been raising questions in the Dáil about this, and the same reply comes back. We're working on the legal agreement, and we hope to have it resolved shortly. It hasn't been resolved because it's not capable of being resolved. This is a situation where it is proposed that the Sisters of Charity would transfer their shareholding in the entire St. Vincent's operation into their own holding company. They would appoint the directors, and the directors of that holding company would be the sole shareholders of all of the value that is in St. Vincent's.
But what about this golden share that the Minister for Health would hold, as outlined there by Ciarán Mulvey?
Okay, so the whole question of golden share is questionable. That has been challenged at European level, whether it is actually meaningful or not, because any director has a responsibility to their board rather than to the public. But the point about what is being proposed in the corporate structure for this arrangement is that you would have this holding company which owns all of the operation. Under that, you would have St. Vincent's healthcare group, and under that you would have the National Maternity Hospital. So it has been stated quite clearly that the new National Maternity Hospital would be wholly owned, a wholly owned subsidiary of St. Vincent's.
Okay, so what should happen then in your view? Is this deal scrapped? Should it be just draw a line through it, go to another site entirely, start again?
Okay, so the impression has been created that the Sisters of Charity have withdrawn. They haven't withdrawn. They haven't transferred their ownership, and they talk about doing that later on this year after the deal is signed. So we don't know what the future holds from that perspective. So what should happen? The Sisters of Charity said last year that they were gifting the site to the people of Ireland. They didn't do that. They're actually going to gift it to their own holding company. And what we're saying is that the Sisters of Charity now should do what they said they were going to do, and they should gift that site to the state. And it's only if they do that that the government will be able to set up an independent national maternity hospital that is publicly owned and publicly governed. Look, Claire, we have made a lot of mistakes in the past. in building infrastructure and health and in education, and in then handing over those assets to private interests and the main religious interests. We shouldn't be continuing to do that. This is a whole new hospital. It's going to cost at least €800 million, and it should be retained in public ownership and should be governed by the state.
All right, we're going to leave that there. Roisin Shortall, thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. Now, what is the summer solstice and what do we need to look out for today? Frances McCarthy from the Blackrock Castle Observatory joins me next.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.